For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump spent part of Thursday touring a steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, and rallying workers. Hundreds of people lined the streets throughout the community to welcome the president, crediting him for bringing an idle plant back into operation as a result of his tariffs. Resident Ashley Duncan was among the supporters.
It's been a disaster here. You know, people are about to lose their houses, and it's just heartwarming to see that someone's actually caring enough to do something about it.
But protester Kelly Gardner says she doesn't believe the mill will stay open.
The tariff issue is why the mill opened, but this is a temporary thing. This isn't permanent, and so I don't think that it's a long-term solution.
The president also in Iowa with good news for farmers.
We opened up Europe, and that's going to be a great thing for Europe, and it's really going to be a great thing for us, and it's going to be a really great thing for our farmers.
The president reaching a preliminary agreement with the EU to temporarily halt the trade war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A lackluster quarterly report from social media giant Facebook. Daniel Ives, head of technology research at GBH Insights Marketing, on why Facebook stock tanked.
You're seeing users spending less time on the platform. That means less advertising revenues. And ultimately, that's not something investors want to see.
Firefighters in California are up against triple-digit temperatures, strong winds, and bone-dry conditions. Officials in Riverside County, California, say the Cranston fire that's destroyed at least five homes was intentionally set. CAL FIRE Captain Scott Vilsack says the alleged arsonist is in custody.
And I'm glad they caught him when he did, because he had intentions to keep going.
Was it a case of stand your ground, or was it murder? That's the question for authorities in Clearwater, Florida, in the shooting death of a young man whose family says he was just trying to protect them. The county sheriff, Bob Galdieri, refuses to arrest 47-year-old Michael Drechka for shooting an unarmed black man, 28-year-old Marquise McLaughlin, claiming he had to defend himself, but attorney Ben Crump says it was cold-blooded murder. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
After the success of the just-completed Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, plans are already underway to hold a second event a year from now. John Clemens reports.
Sam Brownback, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, concluded the Ministerial declaring, "This is the moment in time."
I really think we're at a moment where the Iron Curtain prohibiting religious freedom is coming down, and that you're going to see a burst of religious freedom around the world taking place.
He concluded by saying, 3/4 the world's population live in countries where they have some or substantial religious persecution taking place.
The Trump administration is threatening NATO ally Turkey with significant sanctions if that country doesn't release a man who was one of 20 Americans charged after a failed coup against Turkey's president in 2016. Vice President Mike Pence issued the warning as part of his keynote address at the State Department's first summit on religious freedom. Brunson, a 50-year-old American pastor from North Carolina, had been held on espionage charges in Turkey for more than a year and a half.
To President Erdogan and the Turkish government, I have a message on behalf of the President of the United States of America. Release Pastor Andrew Brunson now, or be prepared to face the consequences.
The two Roswell, Georgia police officers who were caught on body camera video using a coin flip to determine whether or not to arrest a woman during a traffic stop in April have been fired. Fox News has confirmed that officers Courtney Brown and Christy Wilson were terminated Thursday morning following an internal investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.